The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Breaking the law. That's what the genetic engineers are doing. Vaccines are far beyond what you
answer. In 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We got some British Steel bringing us in. The real British Steel is here with us, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, VaxTheMovie.com. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. Now, in the last 5 minutes we have left, I didn't even get into all these articles out of the New York Times, you name it, admitting researchers find a link between gut bacteria and mental health. That's what you found, all of this coming out. How do people see the film? How do they get behind it? You know, I've talked about you've got all these kids at Donald Trump, you never see the youngest son. And I've talked to people that know him very well. I've talked to Trump as well. You know, the word is the son's autistic, just like Robert De Niro. I mean, the system's got a problem. If they think 1 in 50-something is causing a rebellion, what happens in a few years when it's 1 in 20, 1 in 10, 1 in 2? I mean, the vaccine execs, they can't go on forever.
What do you do? You have no standing army, no police force. You're either affected by autism or you look after someone affected by autism. The economy collapses, and Mark Blaxwell makes this exquisitely well in the film. That what happens to our competitiveness as a nation?
Autism's the end of humanity.
It could effectively be, unless something is done to address it now. It drains every resource you have. And just take a school, for example. People say, this isn't my problem. My child doesn't have autism. He didn't have a reaction to his vaccines. But suddenly they find the sports programs being cut or the special programs being cut for the excellent students. Why? Because it's all going into special education.
The giant new wings of the special ed. Sometimes half the school is.
That's right. I hear teachers telling me time and time again, I've been in this job for 50 years. I never saw this. Now we have special classrooms dedicated to this. And as you say, special buildings being created for special needs kids. It is extraordinary, and yet it seems to be completely ignored by the powers that be.
I'm sure it's all accidental. I'm sure it's not a silent weapon for a quiet war. I'm sure it's not eugenics. I'm sure it's not a soft kill weapon. Well, regardless, folks should learn the facts for themselves. From your research, MMR is linked to the most problems?
It's linked to many, and we have no idea quite how many, because the vaccine program is now so complex, with mercury in the flu shots, for mercury being given, for heaven's sake, to pregnant women. What? That's unthinkable.
They've never done that.
No, for aluminum to be put in there, for formaldehyde and antifreeze. And so it's so complex. It's such a toxic soup that we really have no idea what precisely in any one child is causing this problem. But we do know that the proximate cause, according to the parents, time and time and time again, is an exposure to a vaccine.
I'll be on vacation, I'll be at the movies, anywhere, and you see an autistic child. Sometimes they'll have two in a family because, you know, it's a genetic proclivity that whatever's in it hits them worse. You tell them, oh, it's genetic. Yeah, like, you may smoke two packs of cigarettes and genetically you get lung cancer, but it's the cigarettes that do it. And they'll go, no, you know, it's always 18 months old, third round, had a seizure in the office or in the car or that night, never talked again. It's always the same story.
Yeah, as Polly Tommy describes in the movie, it's very, very clear. This is what happened. The doctors then admit that it's the vaccines, and then suddenly the medical records of that child disappear.
I don't know if you saw it. We did an interview about 6 months ago. Rob Dew did, and David Knight did as well, with whistleblower head nurses, where they go and they say in the preemie area, they go, okay, we're ordered to give them vaccines. They'll stop breathing and die. And they gear up and get ready with the respirators and the defibrillators, and the kids die, and they try to make them live. And they're like, they follow the orders to like start to commence the execution, but then they try to save them after.
Yeah, no, I saw this the other day. A NICU nurse, a pediatric intensive care unit nurse, said exactly this. She said, I can no longer work in there because we are mandated to give these premature, underweight babies the full vaccine schedule, and they go into respiratory arrest, and I can no longer do this.
Imagine you've got like 50 little babies in there, and you get the order, whether they're 6 pounds or 5 pounds, 3 pounds, give them the shot, they die. They're dying. You're trying to resuscitate them, and then, wow.
It's tragic. I mean, it's sad. And do I know whether that is the case, whether scientifically this would stand up to scrutiny? All I know is those studies should and must be done, but they're not being done.
All I know is NICU units all over the world say, we get the order to give the shots, we try to hold it back, we get ready to try to save the kids that are following orders. VaxTheMovie.com, VaxTheMovie.com. Dr. Wakefield, Godspeed. Congratulations on a job well done. I believe you and others are turning the tide.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you. Great to be on.
You bet. I'm going to say bye to you and see you off. David Knight is coming into the other studio. Tell your friends and family and neighbors, tune in now. This is a war. We need your help. These children need your help. Infowars.com. Special Facebook mentions live with Billy Corgan tonight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low-investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, April the 19th. Does that have any significance to you? That has been a very significant date throughout history. We have, joining us tonight on the nightly news, we have George Washington is going to be coming in here with us live. And we're going to talk to him about some significant events that happened on April 19th. We're also going to talk to him about a fiery explosion that happened as a new president was taking office in 01. Actually, a terrorist event. So we're going to talk to him about that. Now, a lot of people are talking about 9/11. We have, it is really blown up now in the common news. It was something that just, I guess about a month and a half ago when National Review was making fun of Donald Trump, saying he sounded like an Alex Jones caller because he said, hey, we need to release these 28 pages. And it was only people who were coming on the Alex Jones Show that were really talking about it. We had former senators like Bob Graham out of Florida. We had, would talk about it occasionally, but the mainstream media wasn't giving it any attention. We had Congressman Walter Jones come on many, many times with Alex talking about the 28 pages. But, you know, it's just a conspiracy. You know, it's a secret document. And yet, now everybody is talking about it, except some of our presidential candidates are not talking about it. Hillary's not talking about it. Ted Cruz is not talking about it. And I believe Kasich is talking about it. I didn't look to see if he'd had anything to say because, you know what, quite frankly, I don't really know what to make about somebody who's hanging in and hoping that he's going to have an engineered, brokered convention where the establishment is going to hand him the nomination. It is beyond contemptible. And, of course, he's Mr. Nice Guy, Mr. Rogers, really, until somebody, a reporter, gets in his face and persists on asking him, why should we take you seriously? You've only won one state, and that was your home state. He got pretty testy about that. But let's go back to the 28 pages. Now, we've just had some recent confrontations with candidate Clinton, and she said to NBC News, I'm not going to comment about this. They got in her face and asked her to talk about the 28 pages, to talk about the bill that says that if Saudi Arabia, the government of Saudi Arabia, had something to do with this, that they ought to be liable. Don't you think that's kind of interesting that a candidate who just last week was pushing the idea that gun manufacturers should be liable for the misuse of their product now doesn't think that we have a right or should know about these 28 pages, and probably because she doesn't support any lawsuits against Saudi Arabia if they were found to be complicit in this. So we have a situation where if you've got somebody that we're told these 9/11, these missing 28 pages out of the 9/11 commission document the involvement of the Saudi Arabian government, and there's 9/11 families who say, well, we want to hold somebody who was engaged in that kind of massive criminal activity responsible because they were involved in that activity. She says, no. That really doesn't serve our interests. Barack Obama says, I'm going to probably veto that because that doesn't serve our interests. But when it comes to Sandy Hook, if they can go after the gun manufacturers and try to take away our firearms, then they will do that. That's essentially what they're saying. When she was asked about the paper, she said, she asked about reporters if she'd read the classified pages because as a senator, she could. She said this, I'm not commenting. She said, I think the administration should take a hard look at them and determine whether that can be done consistent with national security. In other words, releasing them. Well, you know, that's also kind of interesting, isn't it? Because here she's deferring to national security as to whether or not to keep the Saudi Arabian involvement in 9/11 secret. Was she really concerned about national security? And she put all of her correspondence in the State Department on an unsecured private server? Of course not. But when it comes to protecting Saudi Arabia, now she's very concerned about that. And listen to the way she finishes the interview here. She says, if there's nothing there, then fine. Nobody will be held accountable. Because that's a presumption that nobody's going to be held accountable. We're not going to hold the Saudis accountable for their being involved in 9/11 because, you know, national security. But when Hillary Clinton violates national security, she's not going to be held accountable. Now, we've also had Ted Cruz remain incredibly silent. As a matter of fact, I saw a video. We didn't have time to put this on there, but it was a very long video because you had one individual journalist who was trying to talk to Ted Cruz back at CPAC, trying to get him to make a comment about the 28 pages. And Ted Cruz, even though he got in his face several times and asked him, Ted Cruz would pretend that he didn't hear it. He would talk to somebody else. And he followed Ted Cruz around the CPAC floor as he's shaking hands and posing for selfies with all these people and completely ignores this guy. Hi, how you doing? It's so great to see you. What is your name? Talking to everybody. What about the 28 pages, Ted? What about the 28 pages? Well, he hasn't read them, and he has no comment about that. And I think it's very telling. And I went back, and I'm looking to see if I could find any comments from Ted Cruz about the 28 pages. I went back, and I found this article going back to June of last year. Rand Paul battles the GOP over 9/11 secrets. They say the Senator Rand Paul is on his own again on a major national security issue. They say the Kentucky Republican has offered an amendment that would declassify 28 blacked-out pages from the post-9/11 report on the attacks. It's an amendment that exactly zero of his fellow Senate Republican support, that would be Ted Cruz included in that, okay, does not support looking at the 28 pages a year ago. And he's changed his position on a lot of things, like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but he hasn't changed his position on this, evidently, and he still hasn't bothered to read it. Now, going on, the article says, this is back in June of 2015, so today, more than a decade after this, only a handful of Senate lawmakers are interested in pressing the issue of looking to see why these 28 pages have not been released. Of the original 46 senators, 12 remain in the Senate. Just two of those are publicly supportive of declassifying the 28 pages now. They say senators like Ted Cruz didn't respond to questions about the 28 pages, they said in this article. Among Republican senators, Rand Paul flew essentially solo that month back in June of 2015 as he did these things. Listen to what he did. He opposed the Patriot Act. Ted Cruz wasn't with him on opposing the Patriot Act. He opposed John Brennan's 2013 nomination as head of the CIA. And just a small group of senators joined Paul for a killer drone-related filibuster. Okay? Now, neither effort was successful except to draw attention to the initiatives. Now, how did Paul get involved with this? Well, so he only recently came across the issue, that was a year ago, of the classified 28 pages. He began to look into the matter after a January press conference by Representatives Walter Jones. Good man, Walter Jones. And again, he's the one who kept coming on Alex Jones to talk about this. And those types of people that National Review, the Operation Mockingbird mouthpiece of the CIA, has continually lampooned as Alex Jones callers, Walter Jones and Stephen Lynch pressed the issue in the House, along with former Senator Bob Graham, convinced that declassification was necessary as a measure of government transparency. Rand Paul read the classified 28 pages in early May of 2015, and within a month, Rand Paul championed legislation to make public the content of those pages. They say the odds are against him. Yeah, the odds are against him, but the odds are starting to turn around. And I think a key part of it is now we can now believe it, because CBS 60 Minutes has done a report. I'm glad they did it, okay? It's better that they finally covered the cover-up. It's better late than never, and I'm glad that they finally came around to that. But we need to understand where these people have been on the issues, and we need to understand where Ted Cruz remains on the issue and where Hillary Clinton remains on the issue. We know that Donald Trump called for the declassification of the 28 pages and was ridiculed as an Alex Jones caller for doing so by the National Review. And, of course, Bernie Sanders admits that he hasn't seen the 28 pages, even though it's as a senator, he is allowed to read them unredacted. He hasn't bothered to. Isn't that interesting? And he says he won't look, but it should be made public. I just don't even know what to say about senators who won't bother to look at secret redacted reports about 9/11 when it's right there. I don't know what to say about Sanders, Hillary, and Cruz. I really don't know what to say about that, except it just beggars belief that these people would be so disinterested in what's really underneath 9/11. Not interested at all. And I can't understand why they wouldn't be interested in looking at trade reports that have also been classified and secret and redacted, like the Trans-Pacific and the Transatlantic Partnership. I can't understand that either. Of course, we had Senator Sessions who did it. He tried to educate the senators who were too disinterested, too lazy to go down and take a look at the massive trade reports. He put together a summary for them, did a dog and pony show with slides, and actually, he didn't have slides. He had charts that he did in the Senate. They couldn't be bothered. Didn't want to take a look at it. And went ahead and passed the Trade Promotion Authority, which says we're not going to amend it, we're not going to allow any amendments, we're not going to allow any debate more than 20 hours, no filibusters, and of course, we're not going to allow any procedural obstacles to this either. Once it is presented, it will go to a vote within 20 days. They just don't care. That is the apathy that we're presented with. And as we look at whether or not there should be compensation, and we see Clinton coming after Sanders. We're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to have live coverage of the New York primary as the results are released, we're going to take a look at what's happening there between, of course, the run tonight is the question is going to be how Sanders does against Clinton. And what they were fighting over this last week, and we had a gunfight at the Democrat debate, and the fight was whether or not you could sue a company when they haven't done anything criminal. Well, of course, Hillary Clinton says yes, and Bernie reluctantly begins to agree with her as time goes on. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. IDC Filter Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention, if you or a loved one had a medical procedure to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or brain, please stand by for a very important message. IDC filters are commonly inserted to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or lungs. But now the FDA warns that these IDC filters may cause serious complications such as heart damage, lung damage, danger from rupture, internal bleeding, even death. You could be entitled to a cash settlement, but you must call now. Time is limited for these claims. Call the attorneys at IDC Filter Justice for a free evaluation of your case. That's right, a free evaluation of your case. Get the compensation you deserve. Call today. Call the attorneys at IDC Filter Justice for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. Call 1-800-933-7789. Time is limited for these claims. Call for a free evaluation of your case. It's urgent that you act soon. That's 1-800-933-7789. 1-800-933-7789.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low-investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
To the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, April 19th, 2016. Before we get back to Saudi Arabia and potential fallout from releasing the information on the 28 pages, I just want to let you know that we've extended the sale for Brain Force. We have extended that sale of an additional 25% off our sale price. That's 45% off the retail price. That's BrainForce at InfoWarsLife.com. Unlike some energy drinks and supplements, BrainForce uses natural brain activation ingredients like L-theanine and alpha-GPC. It has hundreds of five-star reviews. You can read for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com. I use it extensively. It is my favorite supplement that we have here at InfoWars Life. Of course, you've heard the testimonials of Rob Dew. It is something that is, I think, an excellent supplement. It helps to focus my mind. I would call it brain focus if I were going to name it from day one. Again, that is 45% off the retail price right now at InfoWarsLife.com, BrainForce. I was just talking about the missing 28 pages. Many of those who were on the original 9/11 commission have said there was absolutely no reason for these pages to be declassified in the first place. We need to take this out. Well, here's the real reason. We understand that when Saudi Arabia comes out and essentially tries to blackmail people into silence, saying, if you pass a bill to allow people to sue us for 9/11, we will dump $750 billion of T-bills. This goes back to the power that they wield over the United States. But, of course, put this in perspective. That's about, well, it's not even quite as much as we did with the TARP bailout. Should we bail out the truth? We bailed out lying, crooked banks in the financial industry. Maybe we should bail out the truth, even if it's going to cost us $750 billion that they're going to dump. But, of course, somebody's going to buy those up. It'll just be the loss of Saudi Arabia. But this lays bare the kind of naked blackmail that we have put ourselves in the position to be subjected to, going all the way back to our involvement with Saudi Arabia and setting up the petrodollar. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the nightly news, the fact that as Bretton Woods, they came through and they said, well, you know, Europe and other countries were upset about the fact that we weren't really keeping gold behind our dollar. That was, we're telling everybody the American dollar was backed with gold, but it was an obvious lie, an obvious fraud. So they took us off of the gold standard officially. And what they did was they set up the petrodollar, whereby Saudi Arabia would agree that they would denominate their oil in dollar bills. They also agreed that they would take the money that they got for their oil sales and buy substantial amounts of T-bills with the Federal Reserve, our private corporation, our private central bank. And, oh, by the way, you know, they were going to replace Alexander Hamilton on the $10 bill with a woman yet to be designated. We've got to find a woman who is significant enough to replace Alexander Hamilton. But then they said, well, wait a minute, he's got a new play on Broadway. Hamilton's got a play on Broadway. We can't take him off, especially because, you know, this doesn't have any white guys. Dead white guys have been purged out of the Hamilton play. So, you know, he's a cool guy now. Let's not take him off the dollar bill. You know, Alexander Hamilton is now a person of color, according to Broadway. So let's leave him on, and let's get rid of the slaver, Andrew Jackson. And Andrew Jackson, I believe, had been put on the dollar bill simply as a bit of mocking by the Federal Reserve, because Andrew Jackson was the only one who ever stood up to the central banks when their charter came up for renewal. You know, Alexander Hamilton was all in favor of the central banks. He was their chief advocate. When their charter came up for renewal, Alexander Hamilton said, not going to do it. Not going to do it. So they put his face on the pictures. I was like, hey, look, we got it after all. And by the way, it's private, too. How do you like that, Andrew Jackson? You thought you were going to get us? Well, here's our way to dance on your grave. But nobody remembers that anymore. Nobody even knows that Andrew Jackson stood up to the central bank. So it's time to just get rid of him, call him a slaver, and take him straight off of the $20 bill. But going back to what they're going to do, they have been supporting the American dollar, making it the world's global reserve currency because they denominate oil in it and because they buy massive amounts of T-bills. So that's the way they want to threaten and blackmail us. But, of course, it also verifies what everybody's been saying, that they have involvement in this. People who have seen the documents have said, well, you know, Saudi Arabia is going to look pretty bad in this. And you've got senators on both sides of the aisle, as they say. You've got Chuckie Schumer and John Cornyn, who typically don't agree on anything, saying we need to hold Saudi Arabia responsible for this. If they were involved in this and have some culpability in it, then we ought to have the 9/11 families have the ability to sue them. Except, you know, Hillary Clinton doesn't think so, evidently. We've also got people like Ted Cruz and Al Franken, okay? Those kinds of people, all of them are agreeing, yeah, we ought to allow the 9/11 families to sue Saudi Arabia if they helped do this. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. IDC Filter Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention, if you or a loved one had a medical procedure to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or brain, please stand by for a very important message. IDC filters are commonly inserted to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or lungs. But now the FDA warns that these IDC filters may cause serious complications such as heart damage, lung damage, danger from rupture, internal bleeding, even death. You could be entitled to a cash settlement, but you must call now. Time is limited for these claims. Call the attorneys at IDC Filter Justice for a free evaluation of your case. That's right, a free evaluation of your case. Get the compensation you deserve. Call today. Call the attorneys at IDC Filter Justice for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. Call 1-800-933-7789. Time is limited for these claims. Call for a free evaluation of your case. It's urgent that you act soon. That's 1-800-933-7789. 1-800-933-7789.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Amen. Last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so moving on.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I want to move on to vaccines because there's some huge information that has just come out in the last day or so. There is a new polio vaccine rollout that is going to come out worldwide. And they are going to give 2 weeks to switch this over, and they want to eradicate, well, not polio, but eradicate the vaccine for polio and come up with a new and improved vaccine. Now, what is behind this? I found this to be extremely interesting. I heard this on NPR last night and just about drove off the side of the road as I heard these clips. Now, the NPR reporter in introducing this says the world uses nearly 2 billion doses of polio vaccine each year. They're all stored in little vials at clinics and hospitals across the globe. Now, every single vial has to be destroyed and switched out with a new one. And it all has to be done in 2 weeks. I thought, does that sound odd to you? Does that sound suspicious to you? And they talk about how they've been training for this for months worldwide. Healthy workers have been taught how to destroy the old vaccine. Health workers have been taught to destroy the old vaccine by boiling it, incinerating it, even burying it in the ground. Boy, they're desperate to get rid of that. This is what just a couple of weeks ago. I mean, they're still injecting people with this stuff, okay? But now we got to incinerate it, boil it, bury it in the ground. What's going on with that? And they said, and here's what's being done. Go out to all the independent monitors, visit these sites, and make sure that it's being collected. Make sure that it's being destroyed. So not only do they have a destruction regime that is incredibly rigorous, okay, going to burn, incinerate it, bury it, and we're going to have inspectors to come out and make sure you did this, okay? Now, she says, the vaccine used in most countries, as she starts to introduce this scientist, Robin Nandy, she says, it contains a live virus. Now, the virus has been weakened, so it doesn't make people sick, but it goes, oh, wait a minute, says the scientist. Well, in very rare instances, the live vaccine virus can mutate and can cause polio. That's different. Haven't heard that before. I'm driving along, and it's like, what? I mean, this is like telling us that the government's been lying to us about 9/11. And, of course, they're not even getting, folks, that's just part of rolling out that whole narrative, getting people to say, well, wait a minute, they lied to us and covered up some of the foreign government involvement of the Saudis and probably the CIA because, the Saudi intelligence and Prince Bandar have been linked at the hip with the CIA since we've been doing this petrodollar stuff and probably before that. But, I mean, you know, they're so intricately linked with each other. Maybe there's other stuff that they're lying to us about with 9/11. You know, like the fact that you had two planes but three buildings fell down. One building fell down, wasn't even hit with a plane. You know, and Silverstein says, you know, pull it down. And it looks like a demolition. And the reporters on the scene, even the mainstream reporters on the scene, say, wow, that looks like a building demolition. And then we have architects and engineers that say, nah, it wouldn't fall down that way. We haven't seen anything like that happen before. And you got pilots who say, no, you can't fly those planes at that speed, at that altitude. The air is too thick. It wouldn't work. Okay. So you got all kinds of questions then that start to percolate out as people start to look at this and say, you know, that conspiracy theory that the government's been telling people really doesn't seem to add up. And now we're seeing the same thing with the vaccines. They've been saying, well, you know, you can't get sick with a vaccine. It's not going to have adverse side effects like that. Now they're saying, well, wait a minute. No. Actually, you can get polio from the vaccines. And they said, well, last year the world recorded about 100 cases of polio, and about 30 of them were caused by mutant strains from the old vaccine. The new vaccine also has a live virus in it, but it mutates much less often. Yes, it's new and improved. Don't worry. We're not going to have any mutation with this new and improved stuff. Ain't going to happen. That's my honor. Okay, we've been giving you this other stuff for decades and telling you it was safe and effective, but now we've got to pull it all off in 2 weeks and burn it. Burn the evidence. Burn the evidence. Don't want anybody taking a look at that vaccine and saying, you know, why are they in such a hurry to pull this stuff off? What's in this that they don't want us to see? What's going on with it? Okay, so they say, well, in the long run, we think it's going to cause 90% fewer cases. But there's one big catch, they say. The new vaccine doesn't protect against one type of polio that was eradicated 15 years ago. That's why it's so important that all those vials of the old vaccine are completely destroyed. Some of the virus could leak into the world, and we could have outbreaks of a type of polio we haven't seen since 1999. And so I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. If they're saying that the vaccine has live polio in it, and it can mutate, and it can cause polio, or polio-like symptoms. That's what they used to tell us. When people would say, hey, look, your vaccines are giving people polio, the tens of thousands. No. That's not polio. That's polio-like symptoms. That's not polio. Well, you know, we look at this and they say, well, we eradicated it 15 years ago. We've got to destroy all this stuff because we don't want anybody getting that. And I look at it and it's like, okay, you admit now that the vaccine was mutating and giving people polio. And you've got this strain that you said has been eradicated, and yet wouldn't people be getting polio from that strain over the last 15 years? Was it truly eradicated? I mean, that reasoning there just doesn't make sense to me. If you have the possibility that the polio vaccine can mutate and give people polio, and one of the strains in it can do that, and we say we've got to get rid of it because we don't want that strain to be anywhere at all, then I would think that perhaps, maybe, that strain could also mutate, couldn't it? And that strain could also give people polio, couldn't it? And maybe that strain was a thing that they want to get rid of. But they don't want anybody to see it. They want to incinerate it. They want to bury it. And they're going to have inspectors coming around to make sure you do it. And then they finish up the report on NPR with this zinger. And Mandy says it's all worth the risk. Because if the world is ever going to wipe out polio, we have to first make sure the vaccine isn't causing it. Yeah, that would be a good start, wouldn't it? That'd be a good start. You know, when you're looking at safety and efficacy of medical treatments, one of the things you want to make sure is that, you know, you're not making things worse with your vaccines or with your medical treatment. You want to know what the risks are. And so I started going back and looking at this and saying, yeah, you know, it might actually have been causing it. So I found several stories, June, July of last year. Here's one of them. IBT, the International Business Times, new polio-like virus, C-105, is causing paralysis in children across the U.S. with 100 cases in 34 states. Oh, that kind of matches to what they just had confessed to over here in this report. Now, what they're saying is a new strain of polio-like virus is believed to be behind the alarming cases of paralysis reported in children across the U.S. The virus is called the enterovirus, C-105, belonging to the same polio family of viruses. Could be causing the paralysis, could be. Some other viruses are also in the suspect list, known as acute flaccid myelitis, okay, like polio, leads to muscle weakness or paralysis of arms or legs, and has been seen in 100 cases in 34 states. So they kind of were admitting it about a year ago. And then they started this program to create a new polio vaccine. And to make sure that when they're going to be able to roll it out, as soon as they can get it, they continue for a year to sell this because it's about the money, folks. So they continue to sell this vaccine for a year as they get stock built up of some new polio vaccines. And then they're going to make the switch in 2 weeks and get rid of the old stuff, get rid of the evidence. I find that very amazing. You know, when Dr. Wakefield was here, and we were looking at all these articles about whether or not they were going to censor his documentary at the Tribeca Film Festival. And as I said when I talked about it, I thought it was absolutely reprehensible that the people who were calling for the censorship, according to Robert De Niro and the person who was with the Tribeca Film Festival there on the Today Show, the people who were calling for the censorship, they said, for the most part, were filmmakers. Filmmakers said they were going to boycott the Tribeca Film Festival unless they censored the other filmmaker who had made facts, Dr. Wakefield. And I thought, you know, that is one of the saddest things, to see this kind of censorship, the censorship of the left. Of course, we see it in science as well. We got the U.S. Attorney General talking about, and it's building. This is something that's been going on for a while. They're still continuing to have meetings saying, we're going to prosecute people who are climate change deniers. We're going to come after them with the RICO statutes, okay? We're going to say they're racketeers or gangsters or corrupt organizations because they don't believe the science. They have an honest disagreement with it. And it's what Billy Corgan was saying earlier to Alex Jones. We can't have a discussion of stuff anymore, can we? We're going to criminalize dissent. You are going to agree with the official story, whether it is 9/11 or whether it is climate change or whether it is vaccines, if you want to question anything, if you are skeptical of anything, we are now going to censor you, perhaps criminally prosecute you with a RICO statute. We're not going to accept any open discussion. And I'm thinking, you know, when you're looking especially at science issues, things like climate change, as I mentioned before, they don't have any understanding whatsoever of the limits of tolerance when they look at this. We've had the founder of the Weather Channel saying, when we were looking at thermometers in the days when it was analog and a mercury thermometer, and we were looking at that, you have to understand there are certain tolerances in your measurements. It's the first thing, as an undergraduate science or engineering student, you learn is that there are tolerances on what you measure in the lab. And they are taking these tolerances way, way beyond what is reasonable. And as I said before, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact you get a computer model and you got to print out, and it's like, oh, God has spoken. Look, it's on the computer's printed this out. So shut up. Everybody bow down. Or I've got a digital readout down to 5 decimal places. It's like, well, you know what? Maybe you're going to get a completely different reading if you stand over there on the tarmac in the sun than you are over here in the shade under the trees on your temperature. And so there's a lot of different ways that their temperature measurements can be affected, but the whole world is going to melt down if it's 1 degree. We can't question their models. We can't verify their models because their models are projecting effects out to many decades. What we have seen, some projections that they have made, and some of the things they've been doing this for long enough that we were told by Al Gore that the polar ice caps would be gone by now, and they're not by a long shot. So we can look at some of their information. We can see that it's wrong. But what they want to do is they want to criminalize dissent. And we've got a lot of people who are speaking out. We only hear it when it's the actors like Robert De Niro who come out and say, my son has autism, and I believe he got it as a direct result of a vaccine. Or we got another actor who came out, Aidan Quinn, who came out and said that he believes the same thing. He said, autism doesn't run in my family. My oldest daughter had an extreme reaction to a vaccination. She was a normal child and got autism. I believe there's a connection here. I think it needs to be looked at. And to his credit, Robert De Niro has said, yes, you need to see this movie. But he also, in that interview, he says, well, I don't know about Dr. Wakefield. You know, a lot of people have questions about this scientist. And when you look at Dr. Wakefield and the Daily Mail and others were reporting it, Daily Mail put his picture there and said, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, discredited, like it was his fourth name. What they don't tell you is about how he was vindicated. You know, where do you go to get your name back when somebody smears your name and lies about you? And then they have an investigation. And you are found to be not guilty of their accusations. You were found to do the right thing. They don't publicize it, do they? The BBC did not publicize it. And going back to, going 3 years ago, April 14th, 2013, with the UK's national media in a feeding frenzy whipped up by the UK's Department of Health, claiming the current outbreaks of relatively few measles cases are all the fault of Dr. Wakefield, the BBC appears to have slipped up and have confirmed that the main plank of the General Media Medical Council's case against Dr. Wakefield and his two colleagues has bitten the dust. They said that he had only carried out one study and he shouldn't have drawn these conclusions. Well, they find out now that there were, in fact, two studies that were carried out. Okay, so why hasn't the BBC reported this? Why haven't they gone back and corrected it? They have not corrected that. So this is worse than the situation where somebody screams out on page one, accusing you of some crime. And then a couple of days later, they print a retraction on the back of the newspaper, page 26 in small print. No, they're still screaming on page one, even though he's been vindicated. And when I look at this and I look at his dedication and the fact that he has stood up and taken the hits to do it for children, to keep children like Robert De Niro's child from other children, like Robert De Niro's child, from having this happen to them, or other children, like Aidan Quinn's daughter. You know, these people have seen this. They have been devastated by this. And they're now speaking out. They're not going to be intimidated by the medical community. They're not going to be intimidated by the fact that people are going to call them wackos and loons. They know what they saw. And people are comparing notes with each other. And you've got Dr. Wakefield, who did this investigation, who did the study, and then the BBC came in and made accusations against him, and then he was later vindicated, and they never did it. And I'm thinking, you know, that is the definition of a real hero. Somebody who will continue to do the right thing, who will not be intimidated, who will put his life, his reputation on the line to save the lives, the lives not only of these kids whose lives are destroyed, but it destroys the lives of their parents as well. And as Alex Jones has talked about, it is the perfect way to destroy an entire nation, because it's like having somebody who is severely wounded. You bring them back to take care of them, and you can't do anything yourself. You're basically constrained to that situation. Now, I want to, in the time that we've got left, tell you about our special that we've got, and also I got an interesting observation, I think, about what happened with the trailing of this warship, the Donald Cook, something that I find is interesting that the mainstream media is not talking about, a very interesting connection. Before I go to that, just want to remind you that we have extended the sale for BrainForce. It is now 45% off the retail price, 45% off the retail price, 25% off of our previous sale price. It's the lowest it has ever been. Unprecedented sale on BrainForce. I think one of the best supplements we have here. You can find the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. There are hundreds of five-star reviews that you can read for yourself, see what people say it does for them. Make your decision. This is a great time to try it when it is 45% off of the retail price. That's BrainForce at InfoWarsLife.com. When I'm looking at all the reports about the back and forth, whether the Russians are being aggressive towards us, whether they're trying to start World War III, and of course, some of us, I would say, that I'm concerned about the aggressiveness of our government. One of the things that I thought was interesting, you know, you look at Sherlock Holmes, one of his stories, he solved it because there was a dog that didn't bark. And when I'm listening to this story about the USS Donald Cook and how it was buzzed by this SU-24 Russian jet, I thought it was very interesting that nobody talked about the fact that this very same ship had exactly the same thing happen to it exactly 2 years ago. Wouldn't you think that that would be an interesting point to talk about if you're going to cover this? I think it is. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what happened then and why I think perhaps they didn't talk about it. And we're also going to talk about how John Kerry reacted, how the naval commander reacted, how China and Russia reacted. I think the scariest person in this entire equation is John Kerry. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this last segment, I want to talk about what's going on with the back-and-forth intimidation of Russian planes, American ships, and also American planes being intimidated by Russian fighter jets. is being provocative here? What is going on? And, of course, there's been a lot of reaction to this. One of the things that I thought was interesting, in all of these reports, they went back and talked about how there had been multiple cases of this. This began about April 15th, about a week or so ago. There was the USS Donald Cook and an encounter with a couple of Russian jets, what nobody talked about, even though they talked about a similar situation about a year ago with the same class of ship. Nobody talked about the fact that it had happened exactly 2 years ago to the exact same ship, the USS Donald Cook. Now, first I want to talk about the reactions. You got John Kerry coming out saying, we could have opened fire on these jets. We could have started a war, essentially. He says it's unprofessional, and under the rules of engagement, John Kerry said, that plane could have been shot down. So people need to understand this is serious business, and the United States is not going to be intimidated in the high seas. Okay, well, fine, okay. China crows about it, says Russia humiliated America with this, because, you know, China is trying to intrude itself into the South China Sea, into an area that they do not have any reasonable jurisdiction over. They're trying to take over those islands, and so there is a back-and-forth intimidation going on between the Chinese and the American military there to say we're going to keep this in an international area, and that's legitimate. But when I look at the situation with Russia, first let me talk also about the response of the naval commander there, okay? And he said, this is why the Navy didn't shoot down Russian jets, and this is from the Navy Times. They say Russian pilots rattle nerves across aboard the destroyer Donald Cook, buzzing within yards of the ship in the Baltic Sea. Provocative, sure, but they weren't a credible threat. They said unarmed Su-24 fighters flew within 1,000 feet of the ship, once coming as close as 30 feet in what U.S. officials called simulated attacks. Well, the captain, Rick Hoffman, said, well, we're not at war with Russia. It'd be one thing to be operating and have a threatening attack profile from someone who we might not recognize, but that's not the case here. He says, if you've got visual identification of the jet, you can see it isn't carrying weapons. You don't detect any electronic emission suggesting there's a missile lock on the ship. There's nothing to be done. You don't get to kill people because they're being annoying, said the captain of the ship. Thank you. We have somebody who is rational, okay, not the political guys. And, of course, the Russians are kind of blowing it off and saying, hey, there's nothing to this. No big deal. But you got the Chinese screaming about it. You got John Kerry saying, we could have shot them down and we'd been justified to do it. And fortunately, the guy who really is in charge of the ship is a lot more level-headed. Aren't you glad to know that we have some people in the military who aren't these histrionic, warmongering, you know, bullying people like John Kerry, shooting their mouth off? Fortunately, they're not shooting their guns off in the Navy. They said it would be real interesting to see how this is played in the Russian papers, to see how they play this. Well, the interesting thing is that when it came out 2 years ago, the Russians were saying that they had flown for 90 minutes making multiple passes at the same ship, the USS Donald Cook. Now, this most recent episode happened in the Baltic Sea. The previous incident happened in the Black Sea, which is about a quarter the size of the Gulf of Mexico. Furthermore, they were off the coast of Romania at the time that it happens, which means that they were also off the coast of the Crimea, which the Russians have had as part of Russia longer than the United States has been the United States. And what they claimed at that point, which nobody has talked about, and this may be why they're not going back to that two-year anniversary mark, they claimed that for 90 minutes they were able to shut down the avionics on this state-of-the-art $1.6 billion destroyer. We'll talk about that more tonight on the Nightly News at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.